Let's break records for how fast we can do this episode.
Oh my god, I'm talking so slow. This, I'm so tired.
No, watch this. Check this out. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. See how fast that was?
Perfect. All good. Right. I gotta go fucking lay down.
Yeah, take a nap. All right, come on. Ready?
I'm here. I'm fucking here.
All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of In a Pickle, the show that is dedicated to the less glamorous side of sports. I am your host, Dave Houghton, and with me today, hold on, let me make sure I hit recording, Sarah Retallick. I did. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah is, she's had a day, so.
Already.
Already, and it's only at press time, it is 9. Not even 9 o'clock yet, so yeah. 9 in the a.m.s.
So in the a.m.
He's been up since the 4. What time did you get up? 4 a.m.?
4.
4 a.m. to fix a muffler and repave a median?
Basically.
Yeah, nice. Now, will a town bill you for the signs that your husband knocked over in the median? Or, like, how's that work? Do you just, like, take the signs and put them in your backyard or what?
Yeah, you take the big sign and it'll say merge above the bed. You have a giant sign there.
It says the big sign on the median that says, Sarah's husband, beware. There's an island that has been here for almost 100 years. Don't hit it. And then he's like, I'm just going to knock this sign down.
Just going to take the whole thing out. Take the curb. Take it all. Why not?
Take the curb, whatever. So.
Do what you gotta do.
You know, not to add insult to injury, but we need to start off with a correction. We need to call out the fact that last episode you were a little wrong, and I have to take some of the blame as well, because I didn't know, and I just followed with you, because
the blind leading the blind over here.
I assume that they were all dead as well.
Honestly,
until I did a little bit of research while I was editing the show, I didn't realize that he had 12 lawyers.
Right.
So last week.
Yes.
Yeah. Last week, Sarah claimed that all of O.J. Simpson's Dream Team lawyers were dead. And it turns out that there's only two that are dead. Right. We also didn't know.
I think it was three or four.
Three. Yeah. Kardashian, Johnny Cochran, and F. Lee Bailey are dead. Yeah.
Yes.
But also, we didn't realize that he had 12 lawyers.
12 lawyers. No clue. Had zero clue about that number.
I mean, I knew the three that we mentioned, plus Robert Shapiro. And there was one other guy that I remember always seeing, but I didn't know his name. You know,
and I thought that Robert Shapiro died years ago. Like,
right.
I thought he was dead, like, after the OJ trial. I thought he had already died. And to find out he was still alive, I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was surprised. That's. Well, I mean, you know, it's funny because that OJ movie that they made, or the TV series with Ross from Friends and Cuba Gooding Jr. I can't think of what Robert Shapiro looks like without thinking John Travolta.
Yeah. Now that you say that, when I close my eyes, that's what I see.
That's all I see is John Travolta in his Saturday Night Live suit defending OJ. But I mean, that's fine. But yeah, surprisingly, he's not dead. Robert Shapiro is still alive. And the other nine, there's nine other guys.
12 lawyers. Not for nothing. Eight. If you need 12 lawyers on your team to, like, dig up all the shit to find your innocence, you're guilty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wonder, I would love to know how much money. There's got to be some website out there devoted to knowing how much money OJ spent on that trial.
Lawyers,
right?
Yeah.
And that's why he didn't have any money after, because
that's why, as I was talking to my brother the other day, that's why he had to get all his memorabilia back and steal it.
Right.
Because he was po.
And that's the funniest part. You didn't go to jail for a double homicide that you committed, but you went to jail for stealing back your own suit during the homicide trial of the people that you killed. So, America, huh? What a fucking place.
Fuck yeah.
Speaking about just fucked up families, the Porter family is having a very bad week.
Yeah, let's start with the rewind.
Yeah, let's get into the rewind. So I'm going to hit the rewind button here. And
yes, Jonte Porter, who we spoke about prior, has received a lifetime ban from the NBA after the investigation into his role in a gambling scheme. He is, which was a wild statistic to me, he is the first NBA player to receive a permanent ban for offenses not tied to the NBA's substance abuse policy.
Huh.
That I found interesting, because a lot of things, even guns and shit like that, were all intertwined under the umbrella of substance abuse.
I mean, yeah, I guess that would be. I feel like we're going to see a lot more of this.
Oh,
where
are
people
we?
Are going to be banned for gambling. Mm-hmm. You know, he is definitely the first to get caught.
Laser. Woo!
Yeah. Definitely the first to get caught on this. But I feel like there's going to be a lot more down the line here.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't even a lot of money.
No, he had placed at least 13 bets through a friend's account, with wages ranging from $15,000 to $22,000 on three separate occasions. He had bet against his own team in multiple game parlays. So he bet against his team, was using a friend's account, was doing all sorts of stuff. It wasn't a lot of money. And his total bets were $54,094, and he was paid out $76,059, and the net gain doesn't even, it's like just less than what his highest single bet was. So
that's insane.
Was it worth it? Because his contract was worth more than all
Absolutely.
Of it. Now it's all gone.
Absolutely. And he's out of a job.
Yeah.
Everything that you trained for in your entire life, from being a kid to having big dreams of becoming an NBA player. Now, he wasn't good. Like, he spent a lot of time kicking around the G League or the D League, whatever they're calling it now. And, you know, he's not as good as his other brother that's on the Nuggets.
Michael.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to live the dream of being an NBA player.
Right.
Now, you lost your job over pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Essentially. I mean, just say he had I'm not sure what his contract was, and I would look it up, but it's just every time I try to flip over to the internet, it just seems to shit out. So, you know, just say a $1.5 million contract, right? I think that's
right.
League minimum. I'm not sure. But he basically made $76,000, right? In winnings.
Yeah.
So he lost $1.5 million for $76,000.
Yeah, that's,
you know, he didn't even Ohtani bet. Right? Like, that's not even Ohtani level betting. You know, at least Ohtani's betting like millions of dollars, and he's got $15 riding on a free throw, and he Pete Rosed it. And well, no. If you ask Pete Rose, he never bet on his own team,
right?
But he bet on his own team, and then there was all those alleged things where he left. You know, he was supposed to shoot free throws or something, or you know, he needed to make 15 points and he only scored 13 and he stopped himself from two more points or some bullshit like that. So he bet on himself. He bet on the team. And now he's definitely paying the consequences and the price for that. So,
and I had read something that while he was in college, he was big into promoting crypto and would promote it on his socials and would be like, crypto, crypto, quick, you know, given all these advice posts and this and that, like quick money, da 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 da. So this clearly is a guy who is about the get rich quick scheme.
Wow.
But it's not really, yeah, it's a, didn't really do you a justice or,
no.
or a service, did nothing for you.
Is crypto still a thing?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that
maybe.
I don't know anything about crypto, but that's like fake money, right?
It's like electric currency or whatnot. I know shit. I'm ignorant towards it.
You can't buy anything with electric money, right? I mean, I don't know. Right? You could just acquire electric money and tell everyone that you have electric money.
Yeah, it's I have no rebuttal because I have no idea. I have
I don't know. If you know how electric money works, give us an email at inapicpod247@gmail.com. Tell us how electric money works. I love the fact that we're calling it electric money and not crypto or Dogecoin or V-Bucks or whatever. V-Bucks is a Fortnite thing, but, you know.
Yeah.
Same shit. Same
shit. It's all electric money.
So on the other side of the Porter family, his brother, Cobain?
Yeah, Cobain.
Or Cuban? No, Cobain.
Cobain?
Let's call him Cobain. Parents were big Nirvana fans. he had quite the week as well. Big Nirvana fans. Father is a huge, huge Nirvana fan. Big into the live Unplugged album.
Oh, it's a great album.
Yeah, it's a fantastic album.
So
probably
do you
the
think
best Nirvana album.
You know, as he's being taken away in cuffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, play the sad Nirvana song for me while you pull me out of this house. And they're like, absolutely. Yeah.
Cover song, Man Who Sold the World.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know the song.
Great song. I know you know the song, bitch.
Man Who Sold the World. You know, his brother's betting on the world. His
other brother's just trying to play some basketball.
Yeah, his other brother's just trying to make it through the playoffs without pulling his MCL or MCI.
Groin
or whatever. But so Cobain Porter was recently sentenced because of a deadly drunk driving accident. I'm just going to read this story because you're just having a good time over there.
I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So Cobain killed a woman in a drunk driving accident back in January, and he got 6 years in prison.
January of 2023.
Excuse me. Yes, 2023. Because nothing moves that fast.
No.
You know, here we are, April of 24. Definitely not going to be like, January 24, we're going to give you 6 years because we just, we're rocket speed.
Yeah, no.
So it says here that he was going 50 and a 30 and ran a red light around 2 a.m., crashing into a woman who was driving a Uber and killing her and seriously injuring her passenger. His blood alcohol level was at 1.19. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And he was up and coming. He was probably going to hit the draft too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Part of the University of Denver basketball team, quote, was. Yeah. So that's 6 years. Not gonna make it in the NBA. So that's two Porters down, one to go. But Michael Porter Jr. He's okay.
He's got his head on straight.
Yeah, he's level headed.
He's got his shit together.
He's okay. Maybe he'll just be, you know, he'll be like, "Whoa, I don't know those guys." You know,
it's just wild that we consistently are having these conversations around speeding and drinking and driving in athletes and up and coming athletes.
Yeah.
It's just really unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Sarah and I are going to do a new segment on the show starting in May. It's called the Wheel of Misfortune. It's going to, well, maybe we'll put it right before the Big Pickle.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. And, or maybe we'll take a break from the Big Pickle, but that's our bread.
That's
and butter,
our,
right?
that's, yeah.
That's our,
that's
thing.
Our, That's our niche.
So, yeah, we're going to do the Wheel of Misfortune, where I'm going to spin one wheel, and it's going to give the sport. And Sarah is going to spin the other wheel, and it's going to give the crime. And we're going to try to find out which player. it's throughout the years, too. It's just a little fun.
Yeah, we're just
going
to plug it into Google and see what we get.
You know? So it's going to be a lot of stuff. There's going to be so many.
It's going to be glorious.
So what else is going on in the news today?
All right. Darcy Adana Esmona.
That's a mouthful.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of comments I was going to make, and then
you can't
come to breaks.
Sometimes there's kids who listen to the show.
Well, you know, balls, marbles, whatever. She was the one who had filed a sexual assault suit against Trevor Bauer. She has been indicted by an Arizona grand jury on felony charges of fraudulent schemes and theft by extortion.
Now, is this all? Is the extortion in the felony charges on Trevor Bauer? Like, is it because of him, or is this like something else that she did?
This was her. So she was trying to extort Trevor Bauer and another gentleman.
Right.
And with all the shit with Trevor Bauer, she had said there was the sexual assault that had happened in 2020, which we were aware of before.
Right. Yep.
And messages have been released that she said that she was pregnant and what needed money for an abortion and requested over $3 million from him.
That's too much for an abortion.
$3 million. Yeah. Shit, bitch. We'll just push you down the stairs. Whatevs. Like,
yeah, there's a guy on Canal Street that will do it for $150 in Dogecoin. So
electric money.
Electric money. It all goes full circle in this show. All right. Truth. So all so I guess what I'm saying is the fraudulent scam is just on Trevor Bauer. It's not like, you know, she's not roped into there's not several men roped into her schemes.
No, it was him and then another gent who are in this indictment who are mentioned.
So, but there's no proof of having an abortion or a baby. And now she's saying that she had a miscarriage.
She said that she had a miscarriage because everyone had been asking her, because Trevor Bauer said, listen, if you sent to the court like all the text messages, if this is true and you have an abortion, provide me proof and I will compensate. Like, I will pay for it. You know, like, do my due diligence. She never provided proof to him or his people. And there was never a baby.
Right.
There was never anything that happened. And then they had asked her about it and she was like, oh, I had a miscarriage.
But you would still, there would be some sort of medical documentation of a miscarriage as well.
And there is not.
So this is where she's getting strung up on all these felony charges because she's just flat out lying. So now, obviously, like, you know, Trevor Bauer is a weird guy, right? And he's really
kink.
Yeah. And we don't kink shame here on
we do not.
But like, he's taken a serious kick in the teeth over the last 4 years. And the fact that like baseball won't allow his name to be cleared.
Right.
It's strange. Like it's almost like, I mean, strap on your tinfoil hats. It's a little conspiracy-esque. Is it because he's outspoken? Is it because he's, he does these little antics? Or is it because he's not trustworthy? Where, like, you know, this woman's coming out saying that she was sexually assaulted. Obviously, it really doesn't seem that it's true. But
yeah, that was proven.
I wonder if baseball. I guess what I'm saying is, I wonder if baseball is like, Okay, well, where there's smoke, there might be fire. If there's one girl, and of course she's being discredited with all these stories, but will there be more people to come out if we let him back in baseball? And we could seriously take another black eye for this.
Well, you had two women that came out, and you had, so this one here came out, and then you had another one that he had a defamation lawsuit over because he was cleared of everything.
Right.
There was nothing. He wasn't charged. Like, there was no proof. It was basically he was being set up, and this one was extorting him. So you had all of this shit, and these women ruined his career.
Right.
And it's something where I feel that the Major League Baseball was looking for any excuse to release him because they let other people like Urias come back after he had, you know, beat the crap out of his girlfriend the first time.
Right.
So, you know, like they do let things go. I think because Trevor Bauer was such a personality in the locker rooms and a lot of issues had transpired with him and former teammates that they were just like, you know what? You need to go. You need to just
be like, well set. If you're trying to grow the game, I mean, a guy like that, yeah, he's a little bit of a liability, but like he's also like not for nothing, but he's good for the game.
He's such a good pitcher.
You know, like
such a good pitcher.
You kind of want an outspoken asshole every once in a while. You know, you get your nice guys like your Freddie Freeman and your Ronald Acuña Jr. and your Vladdy. But like every once in a while, you need an asshole to mix it up. I mean, you know, baseball's taken such a hit where like they hitch their horse on Barry Bonds and then obviously like the steroids and then Mark McGwire, steroids accusations and then A-Rod and of course like steroids with that. And, you know,
right.
But like you need guys to like mix it up and like not for nothing. Trevor Bauer was a really good pitcher. And like there's a million teams, Red Sox, that could definitely use him.
Yep.
You know, and the fact that baseball is not bringing him back, it's almost like, well, can he go after Major League Baseball and sue them for not taking him in? Or like, clearly the proof is on paper here how good of a pitcher he is, because he is still pitching. Yeah, right. He's in the whatever.
He's in the Mexican League now because they played the Yankees, and there is video circulating of him talking to some Yankees players, and he's like, you know, my agents have met with owners and they've met like with managers, and it's something that they want me, but they can't take me. Yeah. So it's some kind of.
So it's MLB holding him back.
MLB is holding a lot of these teams back from making the pickup to have him play. And that's the thing. Like, we do jump to conclusions on a lot of things, but that he went through the ringer and he was suspended and suspended, and he proved his innocence. And I will stand here and say, like, yeah. Out the gate, did I think that he was guilty? Yeah, because his personality, he's kind of a scumbag in a way. Yeah. Like,
he's an asshole. Like, let's call it what it is. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
But
he was proven innocent.
Right.
So give the man his chance. Like,
yeah,
give
even assholes deserve a second chance.
Right.
You know? I mean, I've said it before in the show. I'm a big three strikes, you're out policy guy. You know, you fuck up with me three times, we're done, you know? And like, all right, let's just do this. How about this? This incident, let's call it two strikes. So if you fuck up again, then you're out.
Right.
You know, let's just do it, because it doesn't matter. It depends on how big the problem is. And right. Like, you know, this was a big problem. You put yourself negatively in the paper. Regardless of whether it was like some girl scamming you, you shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with. But obviously, you're a young guy just looking for some tail, you know, and you found a crazy woman. That's all. And you found
there's
someone
a lot
who's
out there.
Trying to make money off of you.
Yep.
You know,
3.6 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
3.6 million. She was like, give me, give me, give me.
It's a lot of money for a one night stand. I got to tell you.
You know, seriously.
Usually, before I was married, it was just basically breakfast. And then, you know, I would leave.
You just crack in raw eggs in your mouth and leave.
Yeah. Like, all right. See you later. It's like, who the hell are you? Get out of my house. Like, all right, pee in your closet. Bye. All right. So, yeah, you know, not ownership. Let's call it the league. But, we got a little bit of a big pickle going on with the ownership of a major team.
Yes.
So let's kick it in because you got to take a nap. So, Sarah, who is this week's biggest pickle?
This week's biggest pickle is Robert Kraft.
It's surprising that he hasn't been on it, hasn't been a big pickle before. Especially with his massage allegations.
Yeah, interesting. I think we only just covered that because I think we had something bigger at the time when he was getting rubs and tugs.
So why is Robert Kraft this week's biggest pickle?
We have learned that you should never put him down as a reference if you worked for him prior. Never, ever. Yeah. A source has released that Kraft is the reason why Bill Belichick wasn't hired anywhere. The source is still being nameless. So he's close to the Belichick and Kraft camp. So he knows both sides of the story. So thank you, source.
Yeah.
So this source states that Kraft had told Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank that it's blank, right? I'm not losing my mind.
And if you are confused on what Arthur Blank looks like, think about a train a villain who ties someone up to the train tracks while the train's coming, and he twirls his mustache. I also think Arthur Blank owns Home Depot.
Well, so
that's
that
for another story.
So he can get the rope to tie the women to the train tracks.
Yeah. Why would you flat out buy rope when you could just take it from one of your stores? I mean, come on. You don't become a millionaire by spending money.
It's true. Unless it's electric.
Unless it's electric money. All right. Yeah. In a pickpod247@gmail.com if you want to give us some pickle bucks. Pickle bucks. Ooh. Yeah. We're going to make pickle bucks. You want to buy some pickle bucks? Hit us up. In the PickPod 247, for every dollar you spend, we'll give you 100 pickle bucks. All right? And you can redeem pickle bucks for merch or electric cars or whatever.
Yeah, no, we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. It's going to be 40 million pickle bucks, though, for a sweatshirt. I just want to let you know. Yeah. So buy into it now because we're going to the moon. All right, anyways, Arthur Blank owns Home Depot.
All right, Arthur Blank owns Home Depot. Yeah. I've lost. Oh,
well,
so
basically, Robert Kraft told
Arthur Blank
that Bill Belichick is not trustworthy.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
And if you watch the NFL for the last 20 fucking 5 years that Belichick was the head coach of the Patriots, then you would know that Belichick is pretty damn good at his job when he has a good team in place. Okay. Like untrustworthy? No. It's because Robert Kraft was caught with his pants around his ankles. No pun intended with the rub and tug. Because he knew Belichick saw the writing on the wall that eventually his time was going to end in New England. And he dismantled the team and brought in fucking schlubs in order to coach the team, because now if we're having a bad team on the field and your job is in jeopardy, the best way to protect your job is to have your backup coaches be garbage. That way you can't be fired.
Right.
You brought in your son with this fucking mullet, and it's you know, like, come on. And then you got it. You got what's his name? The fucking give me the thing there. Both those coaches, I can't think of their fucking names. No, they both left it. They both left to be. Go ahead. We keep talking on each other.
Yeah, you just fucking Jesus. He brought back Pat. What's his
name? Pat Sajak.
Yeah. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune guy.
Yeah, he brought Pat Sajak on the coach's squad. Vanna White would turn the playbook. Yeah, yeah. And the fucking what's his? Oh my God, it's Monday.
We're doing it awesome. Whatever. I have an excuse. You just a fucking.
I'm just a. My brain is pudding pops.
So. Yeah, my thing is.
Yeah.
My.
It's our very first show, everybody. The very first episode. We haven't done this for 102 episodes, which is very very passionate about Bill Belichick, I guess.
Fuck.
Only because he looks good with his shirt off.
Ooh, oh, does he? That dad bod. Meow, meow, meow.
All right, go ahead.
Squirt, squirt. My thing is
Squirt's corner. What the fuck?
I don't know.
What are you?
Like the lotion bottle. Squirt, squirt.
Oh, you're lotioning him up.
Yeah. Like yeah.
Rub his dad tits. All right, go. We're never gonna get out of here.
We're never ready to nap. My fucking thing is you both separated. Okay, it was you did it peacefully. You had a press conference. You did a little rub and tug to each other. Oh, so great, so great. Not for nothing. If you're going to turn around and say that this person is untrustworthy, what's that say about you? Because you employed them for 23 some odd years.
Yeah.
So what's that say about your judgment of character that, oh, he's untrustworthy, but yeah, I still had him under me so that I could win rings. Like,
well, it says that you're a bitch because as soon as the guy leaves the room, you're like, oh, this fucking guy sucks. You know, be a man about it. You know,
say it to his face.
Don't suck this guy's ass for 24 years. And then when he leaves, you're like, this fucking guy sucked. You know, that's bullshit. That's just absolute bullshit. Like, you can't do that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, you know, you stop him from getting another job. And now what? Now someone's going to be like, fuck Robert Kraft. I'll hire whoever I want. You know,
that's what I don't understand. It's nobody. Like, we knew that, okay, like, they're bringing in younger coaches and we're seeing a transition in the NFL. And we know this and we're, it'll be good for the game. The game's changing. We're starting to see that. Awesome. But to not have him land anywhere in any sort of capacity
is
really weird.
Yeah.
So it makes you pause and go, okay, if he is saying this to Arthur Blank, what is he saying to other people to kind of make this situation and make him out to be an even bigger asshole and make it toxic?
Right. Right.
I
don't think there's any more coaches' jobs left, right?
No,
everybody's
there aren't.
Filled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Belichick will have to wait until next season.
In operations or some kind of something to like land in an organization, I feel that it's to have no organization come back and say, you know, we want to put you in a different position to be in like a scouting position or to be in like, you know what I mean? In some sort of other atmosphere that's outside of the coaching realm, or he could do scouting or whatnot and then have work with the coaches and say, yeah, you know, this is what their strengths and weaknesses are, and since you have this play, you know, there's ways to fucking build your team and have great coaches, not just on the field. Having them also in the back in the office will help grow your I was going to say company. It is a company.
Yeah.
Grow your team.
I wonder if it's like a sideways ploy, though, where it's like, yeah, don't hire Belichick because he's untrustworthy. And then Robert Kraft has something in the works for Belichick where he's going to be like, you know, up in the office somewhere. and he doesn't want to lose him. Like, he can't be on the field anymore because, you know, it's time for a change. And we, of course, yes, they already made that dog and pony show, and they came out and together hugging and kissing, and we love each other. And then, yeah. And I wonder if it's one of those things where Robert Kraft's like, you know, I'm going to have him work upstairs. Yeah, you know?
The thing that gets me, though, is Robert Kraft is on the way out. Like, he's...
like, physically, because he's old?
Well, he looks like a California raisin. You remember that commercial? Like, they're not with the California raisins? He looks like...
heard it through the grapevine. Right.
He looks like that he's now... he's got his Air Force Ones on, and he's just strung up like a marionette. That's what he looks like. He's not... his kids are starting to step in and take over. So anything that he says or does, I feel from like last year on, is just an old man who's pumped. I can't even say it with like his own blood.
That's all NFL
boost.
Ownership. Like, there's so many, like, there are a few young owners. And then there's some weird owners, and then there's some very old owners. Obviously, yeah. Arthur Blank, Bobby Kraft. I know Jerry. There's one more. Oh, Jerry Jones. Thank you. I mean, they're the old guys in the room. Excuse me.
But I feel that Jerry Jones has his wits about him. I feel that he's off the rails, but I feel that he has more. When he talks, he's like, yeah, he's old and whatnot. But when Robert Kraft talks now, he's like,
yeah,
whatever that was, whatever that was. Yeah. Mouthful of grundle.
Yeah. He's also always had marble mouth. So,
yeah,
but I don't know. It's just bullshit that he's talking trash about somebody who brought in 6 Super Bowls and made your team worth $6 billion. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you bought the team for what, $100 million? I don't know if it was that low, but you turned it into a multi-billion dollar organization.
Yeah.
And it's off the backs of, I mean, not only Belichick, but, you know, Brady as well. But, like, you know, it's ratty. It's shitty.
I'm going to put Robert Kraft down as a reference and just see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. He might be so like absent-minded that he might think that you worked for him at one point,
right?
Whether it be at the massage parlor or, you know, you were his coffee getter.
Yeah,
actually, that's not a bad idea. I'm gonna do that too. How do you know Robert Kraft? Oh, I used to jerk him off in the rub and tug place.
Yeah, I brought him his coffee as I put
it.
No,
I used to rub and tug him.
Yeah, and I brought him his
coffee.
And
you brought him the coffee.
Yeah. You did the rubs and tugs and coffee.
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to do it here for us at In the Pickle. Thank you so much for listening. Go over to IAPradio.com and check out all of our social media accounts. Follow, like, and subscribe, and download all of our episodes, or just listen to all of our episodes. Go over to Spotify and rate and review. Spotify or Apple iTunes. Yeah, rate and review, boost us up the charts, help us out so much.
Yeah.
You can always listen to every episode anywhere that you listen to podcasts, especially the Mayday Media Network. We are launching May 1st. Sarah and I are starting our own network. We are excited. If you want to join the network, go to maydaymedianetwork.com and submit an entry form, and then we will probably 100% accept you, unless you're like some sort of like pro-Nazi podcast. And I don't think that.
They're not going to think that.
Yeah. Pass. Thank you. What else we got, Sarah? If you have an email or a question, comment, and concern, you can always email us at inapickpod247@gmail.com. We'd like to hear from you. We'll try to read it online. Forget
which you've had.
Yeah, I did check the email today though, and surprisingly, nothing. Not surprisingly.
Well, the last email, shout out to Chris from Spoil My Movie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Spoil My Movie. I don't want to say that they're joining our network, but So you can always follow Sarah at Daddy-O Sports Cards on Instagram. Also, listen to her other podcast, Generation Mixtape, gntpod.com. You can find that. Handsomely produced by yours truly.
Handsomely
produced. And shout out to everybody listening. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. To all y'all. Thank you for being you, all y'all.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for spending your morning with us or afternoon or whatever the hell you're doing.
Yeah. So,
for Sarah Ray Talek, I'm Dave Oaten, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye. You fucking full of spit and vinegar today, motherfucker.
I'm really excited just to be here.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, too tired for this.
Somebody's
shit.
Gotta just take the
take the reins and just fucking cut everyone off. I'm gonna fucking cut you at the ankles, bitch.
I don't know.
This has been a Mayday Media production.